We're going to talk now about the news that has come through that the council, Kerry County Council, are in negotiations to purchase Sammy's Restaurant, Cafe and Shop located on Inch Beach. It was established in 1987. It was bought by the Kilkenny Group in 2019 before being put up for sale around about 3 years ago for €1.6 million. It's located, of course, as we all know, on the beautiful Blue Flag Inch Beach in West Kerry. It's been a favourite spot of lots of people, local and tourists alike, one of the, a well-known place on a very well-known beach. And hopefully, one would imagine, will go some way to addressing the issues at the beach in terms of access and parking and facilities on very busy beach days, for which Kerry County Council have received a lot of criticism over the years. With me on the line to talk about this is Fine Gael councillor for the area, Tommy Griffin. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Obviously, this is obviously it's not a done deal, so you know it's negotiations to buy it. But you'd obviously have to welcome the news, I'd imagine, that this will give the council, if it does happen, a firmer footprint in the area.
Absolutely, Gerry. I understand that sale agreed, so there is due diligence to be done now, and I suppose, you know, before it becomes before they go to contracts. But look, it's really, really positive news for Inch and for everyone, visitors for Inch and the Inch community. They've all worked so hard to try improve things back there. But look, I suppose, given Sammy's location there, you know, there's the water frontage, you know, the beach frontage. It's located right next to the entrance and exit. It's bouncing the MPWS lands. It's really a no-brainer, you know, to acquire it when it became available, and it's really, really positive. And I suppose, look, it's important, you know, to our newest national park national to Namara, you know, that Kerry County Council have a foothold in Inch now. They didn't own anything there. They only owned the road into it. And this is a very, really, really positive development. And look, I suppose I'd like to commend our Chief Executive, Fergal Reedy, for his vision, and former MD manager Angela McAllen and our current MD manager Kathleen Moriarty for pursuing this and for getting it to this point, and hopefully all going well that they'll be able to close out the purchase of it.
Okay, and then will that, you think, form a key part of the future plans, the infrastructure development plan for the area? What opportunities do you think that it does it give the council to provide facilities at Inch?
Well, look, I suppose the immediate, the infrastructure development plan for Inch recommends, you know, that any development be on existing infrastructure. So, look, I suppose that ticks that box straight away. And, you know, I suppose it provides an opportunity there for parking at the rear. It also provides an opportunity maybe for the development of permanent toilets, you know. But look, I suppose all of these things will have to be assessed and looked at, but it is ticking the box of the recommendation of the plan that you would use existing we'll say infrastructure that's there. And I suppose then its proximity to the MPWS lens also is definitely a very positive, because it mightn't, the footprint required now mightn't be as large as it would have been if you had no lens back there, if the council had no lens for the development of parking and stuff like that. But look, it's a really, really good news story, I'll be quite honest with you, and I certainly hope that the contracts can be signed now and the purchase be completed, because it's just exciting for Inch, because we'll say the opportunity it provides there's endless possibilities, and I know that Fáil Ireland have supported the development of other key infrastructure, and hopefully that it could be the same in Inch, you know. So there's exciting times ahead, I hope, for Inch and for people visiting.
So you think there may be funding available from Fáil Ireland if the council get the purchase completed, that can open things up there and provide further, I suppose, resources needed to develop the beach and the facilities at it?
Yeah, absolutely. I previously, when Brendan Griffin, when Brendan Griffin was TD and Minister of State, there was opportunities for funding for Inch, but unfortunately they had nothing. There was nothing available there to start there. There was nothing shovel ready, as they call it, and it couldn't have been progressed. But I know that if the purchase goes through and if a plan is put in place, that the national funding streams will come, and we will finally get the proper infrastructure that's needed in Inch, like, you know. And I suppose, look, it's just great to finally get progress, you know, because it's a long, long time without services and without proper infrastructure, and really without a proper plan or roadway, you know, or a roadmap to getting this, you know, to getting permanent toilets and to getting some of the parking issues dealt with, some of the safety issues dealt with too. But this is really, really positive. And again, I have to really acknowledge the work of the council on this. And look, I highlighted it myself last year. I don't want to be coming on every year giving out about the problems of Inch. We want solutions, and this is a solution, and this is a big step towards a solution for Inch anyway.
Yeah, okay, and that is all part of it. You'd hope it is completed quickly and that, you know, things can be done, and let's say in time for the summer season next year we'll have a different picture at Inch.
Well, look, you have options then, Jerry. Do you know what I mean? When they have a footprint there, and when they have a land holding there, you have options to do things there. And this model is, look, take a look at the wetlands in Tralee. This model where the council own the infrastructure owner building, you know, this model works, like, and look, it provides endless opportunities. And certainly, look, I look forward now to try pushing on our stakeholders forum with the MPWS, the community, and all stakeholders in Inch to try and progress further development in Inch and to provide the vital infrastructure. Because look, we have one of the finest beaches in the world, and we need proper amenities for people when they visit. And also for the national park there, Jerry, it's vital that the council have a land holding there, and that there's a potential there even for the you could have a visitor centre or anything like that, you know, made out of Sammy's. So it's the options are endless. I'm not saying that's what will happen, but there's options there nowhere. There wasn't options all along, and the council had no way of carrying anything forward when they weren't a landowner in Inch, you know. But certainly this has changed, and hopefully now there would be development to come after.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Tommy. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme this morning. It's Tommy Griffin welcoming that news. The Kerry County Council have gone sale agreed on Sammy's at Inch, and the restaurant, cafe, and the shop and other facilities there. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. A listener gets in touch this morning and says, fair play to Kerry County Council. They do so much work in Inch, keeping toilets in great condition, the boardwalk to the beach and lifeguards. Hope this new venture will be a success. If you have a view on it, get in touch.